Welcome back to the show. We're live today at Homeland in Letterkenny, and we're here to celebrate their Unpack promotion launch. It's in association with Donegal Creameries, and how it works is you just gather 30 tokens. This is from the Donegal Creameries Milks, and then you get a €10 off voucher, and that can be redeemed at any of the Homeland stores, any of the 34 Homeland stores, or indeed online at homeland.ie. And I'm delighted now that Stephen Blewett, who's the general manager of dairy at Donegal Creameries, is with us in our studio here. Stephen, thanks for taking a wee bit of time out.
Good morning, John, and thank you for coming out here today to Homeland Letterkenny.
This is all positive because it's a launch of a promotion. Good to make a bit of noise about, I suppose, both brands in this case. But Donegal Creameries, from Donegal, it's just a name that so many people have grown up with, and it's synonymous with Donegal.
Yeah, indeed, we've been in Donegal in crossing in Killygordon for over 100 years now. Started off a very small creamery and are now the second largest in Ireland. So from small roots, we've continued to grow and continue to prosper for the County of Donegal.
When you say second largest in Ireland, that's part of the bigger group, Connacht Gold Group, is it?
Yeah, so we're part of Arrivo Co-op. We have two main milk brands, Connacht Gold milk and butter, and then we have Donegal Creameries. Right. So Donegal Creameries is a very important brand in Arrivo's stable of brands, and both the Donegal Creameries and Connacht Gold milk brands are produced in Donegal, and in our facility in Donegal we produce approximately 120 million litres of liquid milk, which is shipped all around Ireland, and as I said, it's the second largest liquid milk factory in Ireland.
A lot of milk, so obviously there's a lot of suppliers, a lot of employment.
A lot of milk, a lot of suppliers, a lot of support to the County Donegal. In Arrivo's milk pool, we collect 500 million litres of milk in the 8 counties we collect. And Donegal is actually our number one county for milk. We collect 110 million litres of milk from 190 farming families in Donegal. So we're delighted to be able to support those 190 farming families. We have approximately, on the dairy side, 130 employees, some based at our production facility in Killygordon, and then more on the road delivering milk around the region. So overall, we support the Donegal economy by about €90 million between milk payments to our farmers and between our wages to our staff on the dairy side. That's not to say what we do through the Homeland side as well, which we'll hear about later on. So Donegal is a huge part of Arrivo's business, a vital part of our business, and growing rapidly, which is good.
Why so much milk from Donegal? Why is it such a big part of
great farmers, I could say, John? Yeah. No, to be fair, there's very good dairy producing land in certain regions of Donegal, a strong history of dairy production, and also the fact that in recent years we've had a lot of expansion. And I maybe half joking saying great farmers, but in reality, the best dairy farmer in Ireland in 2020 was Richard and Wendy Starrett from just outside Lifford, who won the Milk Quality Awards for all of Ireland. So from 2,500 milk suppliers, with Richard and Wendy were judged to be the best, and they came from the Arrivo stable and from the County of Donegal.
You can wrap products up any way you like. In your case, it's milk and butter, but the consumer will decide in the end what they like, and is that not a great reflection of the product?
Yeah. So the Arrivo product range, Arrivo Co-op, as I mentioned earlier, we produce two main brands: Donegal Creameries in milk, and then Connacht Gold in milk and butter. So we're delighted in the National Checkout Ireland do ratings of every brand every year, and delighted to say Connacht Gold is the number two milk brand in Ireland, in the whole of the country, in terms of butter, and Connacht Gold milk is the number four in all of Ireland. So from this corner of Ireland and produced in County Donegal, we're delighted to say we've the number two milk brand in Ireland.
Brilliant. And as you mentioned, we're providing a lot of employment, and also with all the suppliers, all the milk suppliers, all the farmers that supply you with milk. I mean, that's huge for the local economy.
It's huge. It's I know it gives the dairy team in Arrivo a great sense of achievement. It's more than just a job. You're driving to work and you'll pass Arrivo Nutrius feed lorries on the road. You'll pass milk lorries driving to farms to collect milk. You'll see families going off to college being supported by Arrivo. So it's because we're a co-op, it's a circular economy. We support the farmers in terms of the milk price we pay. They support employment in the region. And that's one thing I'd like to get across, that by supporting purchasing Donegal Creamery's milk, it's putting approximately €90 million back in the local economy. It's supporting 130 wages in terms of employees. And it's also supporting about 190 milk supplier farming families. And that's not to mention then the other indirect employees, such as the companies that collect milk on our behalf, which are a huge part of our business as well.
And also, of course, your milkmen dotted all around the country, I suppose. And sadly, you lost one of them recently, down in Kilcar, Billy O'Donnell, Billy, known as Billy Bonya.
Billy Bonya, yeah. Very unfortunately, he passed away. Very sad on his family, on his wife Mabel. Billy Bonya passed away Monday week ago, quite suddenly. He was, as his name and his nickname Billy Bonya suggests, he was known as the man for milk. He was 40 years delivering milk, a vital part of Arrivo, delivered in the Anagri area of Donegal, was living in the Kilcar area of Donegal, and our condolences go out to the O'Donnell family and Billy's wife Mabel.
Indeed. Okay then, Stephen, just a reminder, by the way, of the promotion and how it works.
So yeah, if consumers save 30 tokens, so on a 1 litre carton of Donegal Creameries, there is one token. On a 2 litre carton of Donegal Creameries milk, there are two tokens, and so on. When a consumer collects 30 of those, they post them off and they'll receive a €10 voucher back in the post, and that can be redeemed when they spend €50 in a Homeland store. So the promotion runs from now until the end of the year. And again, it's as a reward for the consumers who support Donegal Creameries. It's a thank you for allowing us to keep 190 farm families with a good standard of living and 130 employees in County Donegal with a good standard of living. So we're rewarding our consumers with €10 off every €50. And the offer runs on our Donegal Creameries milk until the end of December. Brilliant. So we'd be delighted if people could support it and come round to their local Homeland store. And we'll hear later on about the huge range we have in Homeland, from feed, fertiliser, solid fuel, garden centres, pet food, paint, etc. So people will be pleasantly surprised at the large range we have in our Homeland stores and the fantastic service that is provided by our Homeland team.
Well, we can see it all around us, even just outside the store here, left and right, in with all the products that are obviously are too big and bulky to stock inside. But we'll get.
Yeah, it's a fantastic facility, and it's again, it's great to be here in Donegal today and being part of the community and part of bringing €90 million into the economy. So I'd like to thank each and every, I suppose, listener who buys our Donegal Creameries brand, and I'd like to thank you for your custom and for giving the employment and help and support in Donegal.
We're all familiar with Daisy. There's other names as well, but
There's Lucy as well. So there, we actually ran a survey quite recently. We were reviewing our Donegal Creameries packaging. So we went out and had focus groups, invited consumers from Donegal into hotel rooms to get their feedback on our packaging. Yeah. And they were extremely happy with it. They loved the Daisy and Lucy and the cartoon characters we have on the cartons. So we were thinking of making slight changes to the packaging, and we made slight changes, but they were very slight. People would like to see Donegal Creameries. They wanted it to be on the carton that were in production since 1899, and that was one thing that came from the feedback we got from our Donegal customers, to highlight the fact that we're over 120 years in production, over 120 years supporting the Donegal economy. So yeah, they're smiling out at me here now.
I'm delighted that Lucy and Daisy are staying.
Yeah.
All right, Stephen Blewett, Donegal Creameries. Thank you
for your time, John. Thank you.